The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Acts 16:25-26. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the other prisoners were listening to them. Verse 26. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaking. At once, all the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. Amen.
Amen.
I am speaking on the theme.
Okay.
Let the foundation that oppose my fruitfulness, productivity, etc., be shaken off. 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 In the foundation, fighting, opposing, hindering, blocking, aborting your fruitfulness, your productivity, your resolve, your greater works, let those foundations be shaken off, 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 be shaken off. Be shaken off. Be shaken off. As I stand here, God is doing something that is causing me to fear Him more. And the only person that will understand what I'm saying, what this statement is, my wife. Because the two of us are in it together. You see, sometimes God will allow a situation to overcome you. A situation you have never prepared for. But in that situation, is where God is manifesting a dimension of Himself that you have never known before. Beloved, I want us to understand once again that the ultimate sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, of His life on the cross of Calvary, for our redemption and reconciliation back to God the Father, is eternally permanent. Is eternally permanent. Look, it is complete. There is nothing we can add or subtract. But church, the ultimate sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has ushered us into an eternal realm. Jesus is a realm. Jesus has come to connect us to God. He came to take our fallen image and nail it to the cross and gave us His own identity and image. And that has made us become the righteousness of God. So God doesn't see you as a sinner again. He sees Christ in you. And you are indeed a bona fide property of God. The moment you become truly and genuinely born again, you are redeemed. You are connected back to God. God sees you as though you have never sinned. And you have been ushered into eternal blessings. The Bible said that we have become joint heirs with Christ. So what Christ has inherited in the Father, we have also inherited. So God is also our Father. And all his power now belongs to us. We have been restored back into the place where Adam was. The dominion that God gave Adam over the entire creation in Christ Jesus, you and I have been given back that dominion. Adam lost it to Satan through the serpent, but through Christ we have been restored. And now we have not only been restored, but Christ now lives in us. The Holy Spirit now lives in us. You know, there are three things that the devil dreads that you should know. One, that you should understand the meaning of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. What it means to you. Satan fears that you understand that. Because he knows that the very day you come to the understanding of what the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ means to you, he is finished. The moment you become conscious of it, the next thing he doesn't want us to become conscious of is who we are in Christ. Hey, who we are. Who you are. No. He doesn't want us to know who we are. He doesn't want us to live in daily consciousness of who we are. Because the moment we come to know who we are, that according to 2 Corinthians 5:17, we are a new creation. Colossians 2:10, we are complete in him. Romans chapter 11 verse 17, we have become a joint heirs with Christ. That the resurrection power lives in us. That Satan is not under our feet. He doesn't want us to be conscious daily on this. The next thing Satan fears and dreads for us knowing is what we have inherited in Christ. He doesn't want us to know what we have inherited. Beloved, in Christ Jesus, we have inherited all manner of blessings. According to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, it says that praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. He has blessed us in the spiritual realm with every spiritual blessing. That means spiritually. Every blessing that you deserve has been spiritually approved. It has been approved. So it must manifest in your life. Here on earth, You know when Jesus died and said it is finished, the price has been fully paid for you to enjoy all manner of blessings and for you and I to become whatever we desire and want to be. Again, in 2 Peter chapter 1 verse
3.
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 can be connected to Ephesians 1.
2
Peter 1 3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of Him who called us by His own glory and goodness. His divine power,
He also to me,
has given us everything we need. Everything we need. Say, everything I need has been given to me by His divine power. But listen to me. You married. You have a child.
Oh, Oba.
No. So is this scripture true?
It is actually men no cry.
Everything you need. So are you telling me you are sitting here, you don't have a need? So are you sure what is written there is true?
Now
His divine power has given us everything we need. Do you have everything you need? As you see that, do you have everything you need? Think the scripture is lying. Then the scripture is false. But we know that God never lies. We know that the Spirit of God never lies. So we know that the Word of God is true. So when the Bible says that His divine power has given to us everything we need for life here on earth, to live godly lives here on earth and to please Him, and yet we can't see everything we need in our lives, it means there is a problem with us. Not with God. It means there is a problem. It means there is a problem. And that problem is what we want to deal with. We don't want to cross over into the second half of the year 2023 with that problem. That problem is what we call foundations. So even though the ultimate sacrifice is complete, yet we have a responsibility and a role to play in assessing the better life in Christ, the victorious life in Christ, the prosperous life in Christ, and the fulfilling life in Christ. You and I have a responsibility. We have a role to play. The role to play is to examine our foundation. In Christ Jesus, we have been given a new foundation, a supernatural foundation, a holy foundation, a righteous foundation, an eternal foundation. But before we came to Christ, we had a natural foundation. And that's what the devil is using to settle us for less. That's what he's using to settle us for less. Yes. What accounts to these unending limitations in our lives? Why do we have so many delays, battles, defied hopes? It's because there is a phenomenon called foundations. And because we are living in a fallen world, that is why Only one woman in the Bible said that, and God closed her womb.
Now, Obaba kubi wa chosima nyamika nse nyamitu na odie mo.
Who?
Eh, waya.
Who?
Waya.
Who? Huh? Sarah. Sarah. Which Bible do you read? You have your own Bible, eh? You have been following Alpha, so you are forgetting. You are an Afarian. Afarian, eh? Continue. Alpha is good, don't worry. I'm just to see you. All the women that are called barren in the Bible. Only Hannah was called and God closed her womb. The rest, Sarah was barren. Rahel was barren. Elizabeth was barren. Do you know why they said they were barren? It means God didn't cause their barrenness. It means something caused them to be barren. But as for Hannah, they said, and God closed her womb. You see?
Oh, yeah.
So when the Bible says that we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing, and yet, as a Christian, I look at myself, and there are many things that are lacking in my life. Then I ask whether the word of God is true. But the Bible says that let every man be a liar. And God be true. So the word of God is true. It means that there is something wrong. There is a responsibility. There is a role I must play. That's why we are examining our foundations tonight. And just praying. Foundations are natural settings that we have inherited from our bloodline. Foundations are natural settings that we have inherited from our bloodline. From Adam to Noah. And through to us. Foundations are natural settings that we were born with. And grew up with. There are two New Testament scriptures that describes foundations. Ephesians 4. 20-24. Ephesians 4. 20-24. That however is not the way of life you learned. When you heard about Christ and were taught in him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught with regard to your former way of life. When you see the your former way of life, that's the foundation.
With the beginning.
To put off your old self, that's the foundation. Which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires. That is our natural foundation. To be made new in the attitude of your mind. That's a new foundation. And to put on the new self, that's our new foundation in Christ. Created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. So we have the old and the new foundation here. Beloved, we are genuinely born again. But the truth is that we still have our own foundation, old natures connected to us. And living with us. That is why the Spirit of God writing through Paul was saying that put off the old nature. The Spirit didn't say I will come and put it off. He said you put it off. That means you and I, we have a responsibility. to ensure that our own foundation doesn't grow with us. But rather we grow in the new foundation. If we really want to assess the full blessings in Christ, then we must ensure that we are growing in our new foundation, growing in the Word, growing in the Holy Spirit, growing in righteousness, growing in holiness, growing in power. But remember, we are living with an old foundation. This flesh is a foundation. The desires of the flesh, we inherited it from Adam. Fallen nature. But Jesus has come. And the Holy Spirit has come to live in us. To quicken our mortal bodies. As we submit to the Holy Spirit daily. As we submit to the Word of God daily. In prayer. In declaration. Let's look at Romans chapter 7 verse 21. Another example of foundation in the New Testament. What Paul said. So I find this law at work. Although I want to do good, evil is right there with me. For in my inner being, I delight in God's law. But I see another law at work in me, waging war against the law of my mind. Foundations, they influence our minds. They influence our emotions. They wage war with our minds. Thoughts. And making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within me. Making me a prisoner. Foundation makes you a prisoner. They make you a prisoner. 24. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body that is subject to death? Verse 25. Thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then I myself in my mind am a slave to God's law, but in my sinful nature a slave to the law of what? Sin. This is Paul.
Where your Paul knocker with you?
This is the whole Paul.
Paul
admitting that there are two laws living in him. That the good that he wants to do, he doesn't do. But the evil that he shouldn't do is what he sees himself inclined. Oh, what a wretched man. But thanks be to God.
I said, thank you.
That through Christ.
Senam Christo mo.
Let me tell you.
Amen, control.
It is only in Christ.
Na, Christo mo pe,
that your old foundations are neutralized. It is only in Christ.
Christo mo pe,
that we have victory over our old foundations. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thanks be to God.
I said, thank you, amen.
That through Christ.
Senam Christo mo.
We are still living with the old foundation.
And
in the fallen world. Our foundations, like I said, influence our mind. Influence our emotions. Influence our lifestyles. Influence our perceptions. How many of you follow the podcast? Those of you who follow the podcast. We are treating foundation in details there. Tonight we are just crossing over on foundations.
And then you tell me our papim so.
So I am just giving you a few introductory points and then we pray.
Now man,
you know, some years ago, about 20 years ago, I took 2 years to treat on foundation. And that was what opened doors for many people in this church. I mentioned 16 kinds of foundations. But about a month now, the dimension that God is taking me through this foundation is another level. Assemblies of God, we have come out with my acceptable year of holiness unto revival.
Assemblies of God, me ye mafia magia tum kunkun ye ma asobo.
Do you think people don't want to be holy?
Now Jesus said, "Obi nipa na mbeso me kunkun ana."
Do you think people don't want to be like Christ?
And I said, "Oh Jesus said, nipa na mbeso me ye."
It is our foundations.
Eye ye mfapem no.
Like Paul is saying.
Na say na Paul kanu.
The good I want to do.
Papa me pese me ye no.
I am not able.
Me timi ye.
I like the way some people are preaching holiness. But to me, they are not dealing with the subject. Because you must deal with what is causing people not to be holy. Are you telling me that a true child of God doesn't want to be holy? Like Paul is saying, there is a good I want to do. But I find a law. Those are the things we should be dealing with. Me, that's the way I treat subjects. I don't just stand and pick holiness. Be holy. This is how you should be holy. I don't handle things like that.
Oh no,
I start by dealing with things that will cause you not to be holy. God will use me to open your eyes. Before now, I come to the holiness. Otherwise, you make people just feel guilty. But even
Paul
said, there is a sinful nature. There is a nature that I am living with. So I must daily submit to Christ. You know, this subject on foundations, I pray that the Lord will help us to understand. As you are sitting there, your whole life is your foundation. I'm telling you. Our differences are in our foundations. All of us, that is why Christ came. Christ has come to unify us. Only in Christ that we are one. Because in Christ we have one foundation. But our divisions are in our natural foundation that we have inherited and grew up with. That is why Christ came. To neutralize that foundation.
So we treat yourself up in no more.
That's why he has given you his word, the Bible.
It's in an ordinary system, trust
that's why you need Sunday school. That's why you need personal Bible study. That's why the Holy Spirit has also come. To help us. Unfortunately, how many people come to Sunday school? They want prayers. People have decided to kill it. When we started, the babies, the numbers were 20, 21, 25, so, so, and so. Now, the numbers are 6. At most 10. 9. You think you are doing me? It is you. God said, let them pray by day. That word alone. Obey that word. There is a blessing to it. Because it's not the Laliboja leading. It's not Pastor Roger leading. It's not Pastor Prince leading.
Maybe
the one leading, you don't like the person. The one leading is this. You will continue to be like that. Because you are not growing. You see what your foundation is doing to you? Until you deal with your foundation, you will continue to go round. Your foundation, the character of foundation, inconsistency of good things. Good things don't last. Good things don't keep long with you. Testimonies don't last. Because there is a foundation that abhors them or swallows them. That is one of the characteristics of a foundation. When these things that I'm going to make, I've started mentioning are happening in your life, it's a foundation. Number two, consistency of negative cycles and patterns. Consistency of negative cycles and patterns. It's a foundation. Number three, shadowed life. You don't live your real life. Within you, there is a way you feel. What you feel you are somebody.
But
when you look at yourself outwardly, number four, foundations serve as portals or gateway for the enemy. Portals or gateway for the enemy. Number five, foundation give you negative identification. Negative identification. For instance, in Mark chapter 5, Verse 24 to 34. Mark chapter 5, 24 to 34. The woman with the issue of blood. Look at the identification. The woman with the issue of blood. Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. The blind Bartimaeus. Blind Bartimaeus. Genesis 11:30. Genesis 11:30. Sarai was barren.
Sarai
was barren.
Sarai oboni.
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 5.
1
Samuel 1 5. God has closed Hannah's womb. The woman whose womb God has closed. The woman with the closed womb.
Luke 1:7.
Elizabeth was barren. Elizabeth was barren.
Elizabeth Yoboni.
Tonight, I declare any negative identity and identification that any foundation has given to you, I cancel it in the name of Jesus. I terminate it in the name of Jesus. I wipe it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Foundations are gateways and doorways to demonic forces. Evil spirit hide in our foundations to influence our mindset, to influence our emotional setup, to influence our lifestyles. Evil spirit hide in our foundations to condition us to accept certain limitations as normal. As normal. As normal. You hear certain cliches.
As
of this world, you will not have everything perfect. Do you hear things like that? Do you hear things like that? But Christ lived here perfectly. And he has come to pay the price for you to live like him. It means that if your business is going well,
And
your marriage is not going well.
Now
you should accept it like that. If your marriage is going well, your business is going well, it's a lie. It's a lie. Because in Christ, we are complete. So every area of our life must work well. Because the price has been fully paid for every aspect of your life to do well. There is a prayer, they say they call it serenity prayer. That prayer is not biblical. Help me to accept the things that I cannot change. It's not biblical. It's not biblical. Paul said in Christ, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Situations can change. I said situations can change. I don't know the source of that prayer. I am not condemning it.
But
I'm saying some words there are not biblical. In fact, we must be very careful. There are certain preachings going on there. Please, pray for we pastors and preachers. And be careful what you are listening to. Open the Bible and find out whether what we are saying to you is in the Bible, is biblical. What make people not to live holy lives?
It's
foundations. What make people to be consistent, to be inconsistent with God? What make people not to be consistent with his foundation? What make people to be disobedient and stubborn? Foundations. What withholds our prophetic words? Your foundation. What make people not to believe God?
Children of
foundations. His foundations. Let me tell you. The devil, you don't know. The character we call Satan. That's why we should be careful how we live. You know, as for lawyers,
I'm right. Name for the.
They judge by facts, evidence. Is that not so?
Yes.
They judge with all evidence. For instance, Brother A took a gun and shot Brother B. They will use that evidence to judge Brother A and imprison him. Meanwhile, there may be a witch or a wizard hiding somewhere who mentioned Brother A's name and blew some air and manipulated Brother A to pick a gun and shoot Brother B. They will jail Brother A because of evidence and leave the witch. That is
and look,
let's pray for lawyers. So. They judge by what? Evidence. They judge by facts. But behind the facts is the truth that only God knows. I say the day we'll get to heaven, the things we'll see there, you don't know. That is why we should be careful. The way we handle each other. The way we interpret people's situations. For you don't know. Some of us would think that our mothers are witches.
Our
so-and-so is this.
And I say.
You don't know.
We need more.
That is why we need to mature in Christ.
And then I say,
as I'm speaking like this, I am addressing your foundation. Look, the day we did dedication, we should never have that large number again. Do you know here?
Ahaya.
There was something standing here. Do you know the things I'm... Somebody said, why were you shouting? You don't know the things I was seeing. You don't know the things I was seeing. And then a woman came to stand in the thing. You know, a woman came and stood here. And I was saying, who arranged you to be here? Do you remember?
Yes.
That woman came and stood inside that thing. When the thing was standing there, the Lord said, I'll be watching. I'm going to deal with it. Then the woman came and stood there with a tie. You know, sometimes, very soon I'm going to take some leave. You know, when we stand here, you don't know what we see.
Look,
as I'm speaking right now, I am not speaking to your body. I am addressing your foundation. I am addressing issue in your life that nobody is seeing. They are spiritual. Those are the issues that are controlling you. This building, can you see the foundation? The house where you live, can you see its foundation? Let me tell you, I was here. Every pillar you see, I drop a scripture. I drop a scripture. What I study in Israel.
No, see Israel.
Yes. I wrote a scripture on that the one that carpenters use and wrap a stone on it. And I drop it before they cast. This pillar you are seeing. This pillar. 1.5 is down. From here down is 1.5. It's 1.5. You can't see it. That is what is controlling this building. So are your foundations. Your foundations are not seen. They are not known. They are only known by God. Even you yourself, you don't know them. Look, when you are going to marry, that's why we are... When you are going to marry, you are marrying a foundation. You are not just marrying beauty. You are marrying a foundation. So sometimes when you marry, maybe the woman has not opened up, or the man has not opened up himself for the... You see, you are coming to church, you are hearing the word of God, and you are applying opening up. It is dealing with your foundations. Your foundations are being healed. They are being repaired. They are being repackaged. They are being refixed. That is why we need the word. We need fellowship. We need church. Look, everybody, including the Pope, we all have foundations. We all have foundations. Including myself. I'm also working on my foundation. Today, the dream I had. My goodness. Anytime you dream, and you see your past, your hometown, the village where you live, it's a foundation. The school you attended, it's a foundation. It's a foundation. It's a foundation. In Acts chapter 16. Let's look at it and we pray. Paul and Silas were kept in prison. That the Bible said that at midnight,
and so trust me, can say, or the sumo,
they decided to pray and sing hymns to God.
Why you say, we won't pay to nyoma me nyame?
And the other prisoners were listening to them.
Now, if you sit up, na can eat your mo.
Suddenly,
in profima,
there was such a violent earthquake.
As I say, who saw can see this year?
That was God's response.
And you nyame so aji omo so.
To Paul and Silas, prayer and hymns. That was God's response. God responded with what? An earthquake. And where did the earthquake tackle? The first place that the earthquake tackled was what? Foundation of the prison. Foundation of the prison. Foundation of the prison. The foundations were shaking. And what happened next?
Then see
the prison what?
Doors
okay. Flew open.
Now,
look at the progression.
Then
after the doors flew open, what next? The chains
and
fell off.
Are
you seeing how God?
First
foundation. Then open doors.
And upon the
then chains fall. Now you are free. When you go to Sawam, I've been there several times to visit the prisoners. I've been to Osha Fort. I've been to, Elmina? Is it Elmina? Anomabu prison.
Yeah,
where were the Bible school? Look, there are gates before you go there. But when you enter there, they are not in chains. They are walking about. But they are in prison. They are in prison. In fact, many years ago, a great man in the nation, politician, was in prison. And I used to pray with him and the wife and the family. When the warning started coming, he thought Dela was just a small boy. He won't listen. And exactly what I said, it happened. So he was jailed. The day I visited him with the wife, those of you who visit people in prison, when you are talking, somebody is there listening to everything you are saying. They are looking to your face. So you are not free. I was sitting with the wife, he was sitting there, we were talking, and the prison warden was there looking straight into our face. What is this man doing here? That is prison. Many people are born again. They are not in physical chains. But they are in foundational prison. Christians. They are not in physical chains. They are in church. But they are in a foundational prison. Mental prison. Nothing is going. Emotional prison. Psychological prison. But tonight, our foundations are going to shake. I say our foundations are going to shake. You are not entering the second half of the year with any foundation. You know, during the podcast, we've already treated the foundation of Reuben. The foundation of Moses, the foundation of David. Today we treated the foundation of David and Judah. All that. I am not going into detail of foundation tonight. I just want to say a few things and then we pray. So foundations, there was a violent earthquake. Straight to the foundation. When your foundations are shaking off, then doors can open automatically. Then chains can fall off automatically. Remember, we are still in the month of fruitfulness. And and productivity.
Any in our so.
According to John chapter 15.
Senia Yohani Huma etidunum.
John chapter 15.
Yohani Huma etidunum.
Verse number 16.
Itemundo insia.
You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command, love each other. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you. Say, I have been chosen and appointed by Jesus Christ to bear fruit, lasting fruit, to bear lasting fruit, to bear lasting fruit, to bear lasting fruit. You know what that means? Your life must win souls. Look, people must see your life and just want to come to church.
Look,
people must see the way you live and they want to serve the Christ you are. Look, the Bible said that we are written epistles. Written what? Epistles. It is not only that we tell people that Jesus loves you. But the way your life is alone is drawing people to Christ. And to bear fruit means that you must be an effect. Wherever you enter. Recently, I think within the week, myself, we were invited to a certain function. And I don't know why we were also invited.
Because
the kind of people there was not small. People with weight. When I was sitting down, even where they asked us to go and sit, when we look at ourselves, we say, what is happening? God, the weight with these people, we don't have that weight. Then all of a sudden, they just mention my name. That she also come and say something. All of a sudden,
in profima,
the place just changed. Everybody just focus on me. I
said,
what is this?
I said, hey,
who am I?
Now, meanwhile,
do you know something?
Only baby.
I am nobody.
Niobia.
But I am carrying God. I am carrying God. I am carrying the presence of God. The presence of God. So you are an effect. Anywhere you enter, you look at yourself, nobody. But because of the God you carry, the presence you carry, you are making effect. May the Lord visit your foundation.
Amen.
I said, may the Lord visit your foundation.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I mention your name. I have been chosen and appointed to bear fruit. Lasting fruit, lasting fruit, lasting fruit. I have been chosen by Christ. We are praying now, we are praying now. I've been chosen, I've been chosen. Mention your name that I have been chosen. I have been chosen. I have been chosen and appointed to go and bear fruit. Lasting fruit, lasting fruit. To be productive, to produce results, to do greater works. I mention your name. I shatakatakatakata. Begin to declare right now.
Lebraske rabrosabaraka yanda baraba. Lebraske rabababa. Lebrokabara. I've been chosen. I've been chosen.
I've been chosen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
I mention your name.
I have been chosen.
And appointed.
To
go and bear. Lasting fruits. And to do greater works. Lasting fruits. And to do greater works. Lasting fruits. To do greater works. Lasting fruits. To do greater works. As I clap my hands, I declare. I have been chosen.
I have been appointed.
I've been chosen and appointed to go and bear lasting fruit and do greater work
I have been chosen.
You know, as we are praying,
say upon praying,
Satan is not bothered.
Now,
we are praying.
Say upon praying.
Because he knows. After we leave here.
Now, if
he
has.
He is going to take our minds off. Look after deception.
Now,
in fact, the first weapon is seduction. After seducing your mind, he deceives you. Then he distracts you. Distraction, taking your mind off. After doing all these things, before you get home, everything you have done is off your mind. other things.
Worry. Or how?
Offense.
Infomso.
Bitterness.
Oh, yeah.
So, so and so.
Say.
I am telling you.
Can you cry now?
As we are praying, the demon, they are just around, they are laughing.
Oh, we want pay Adam one almost it.
They are laughing.
Almost repa.
Here, they can't enter.
I don't want to be
ready. They can't pray now.
Wait to me and you has this here.
They are waiting. After you finish,
why we are now,
they will just drop an offense, a thought.
Or they are given to Timo.
Somebody who spoke, who lied about you.
Will be okay to me to
say, ah! She.
Yay.
Charlie, what I would do to that?
You
are finished. All your prayer is. I am telling you.
Okay,
look, the things Satan uses to fight us,
yeah,
little. Look at the demons around. Look at them. They are just waiting. After you clap and jump, and
then
do all your this thing.
Now, what three umpo maybe no? What three umpo maybe now?
They will just use an usher to tell you something, and then you get angry. They finish.
And I don't know.
All that you've done here, zero. Say Holy Ghost. Help us.
Help us.
Help us.
Help us.
Help us. To be alert.
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 To be
spiritually alert.
To be spiritually alert.
To be spiritually alert.
To
be spiritually alert.
To
be spiritually alert. To be 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 alert.
To be alert.
To be alert.
To be alert.
To be alert.
To be alert.
To be alert.
To be alert. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
And the foundation I have inherited.
And
the foundation
I have acquired.
And the foundation
I have self-generated.
That is moving along with me.
That
is moving along with me.
That
is moving along with me.
That
is fighting my fruitfulness. Aborting my productivity. Hindering the blessings of God in my life,
and
the foundation I have inherited, I have self-generated, I have acquired, that is moving along with me,
that is moving along with me,
that is moving along with me. I shake off,
I shake off,
I shake off by blood and by fire. I shake off, 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 I shake off.
I said, Any negative foundation that want to cross over, into the second half of the year with us,
into the second half of the year with me.
Receive an earthquake.
Receive the Holy Ghost earthquake.
Any evil and wicked foundation
that want to cross over with me
into the second half of the year. As I clap my hands,
receive
Holy Ghost earthquake. Holy Ghost earthquake. Holy Ghost earthquake. Holy Ghost earthquake.
Receive Holy Ghost
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost and faith. 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 Receive, receive. La toba la ba. La toba la ba. La la ba.
You know, after I led the morning podcast, today we started dealing with the foundation of David. Through Judah. Like that.
Judah.
His immoral life. Transferred to David. David transferred to Solomon.
David called Solomon so.
And then like that.
I thought that was,
you know why our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ prayed very much when he was on earth? Because he's from the tribe of Judah. If he had not prayed. If Jesus had not prayed.
Now Jesus had not prayed.
The foundation. You don't know. What is the foundation of Moses? Anger.
Moses,
through Levi and Simeon.
Because of anger,
Moses couldn't enter the promised
land. Moses went to me and called
anger. What is the foundation of Reuben?
Reuben, so the papa day.
Settle for less. You will no longer excel. we are going to really find time and deal with this thing one by one. But listen to me.
Answer to yourself.
For this second half of the year, we are raising an altar right now. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. From tonight, by 12 midnight tonight,
by 12 midnight tonight,
of 1st July,
of 1st July,
2023,
we raise an altar
of the blood of Jesus Christ,
of the blood of Jesus Christ,
against every evil foundation,
against every evil foundation,
every negative foundation,
every negative foundation,
every ancestral foundation,
every ancestral foundation,
every family foundation,
every family foundation,
every parental foundation,
every parental foundation,
every acquired foundation,
every acquired foundation,
every inherited foundation,
every inherited foundation,
every self-generated foundation,
every self-generated foundation,
every tribal foundation,
every tribal.
Every regional foundation,
every regional foundation,
every national foundation,
every national foundation,
every continental foundation,
every continental
foundation. I raise the standard of the blood.
I raise the blood.
I raise the blood.
I raise the altar of the blood.
I raise the altar of the blood.
I raise the altar of the blood.
Any of them that want to accompany me,
that wants to accompany me
into the second half of the year,
the second half of the year.
Let the altar of the blood,
let the altar of the blood
swallow them. Swallow.
Swallow them.
Swallow them.
altar right now. I raise the altar of the blood.
Yes, Lord.
I raise the altar of the blood.
I raise the altar of the blood.
I raise the altar of the blood. Yes, Lord. I raise the altar of the blood. Let the blood swallow.
Let the blood swallow.
Let the altar of 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 the blood swallow. Yes, Lord. Swallow down,
Now, I want you to study your life. If there is a delay, any situation, you are going to declare any foundation that is producing this situation. Let me tell you. For instance, I am coming to, let's say, my brother Stephen of TV3. He's standing here. You are welcome. Maybe God has touched me that I should go to him and give him something. Do you know that as I am going, his foundation will start attacking me? This Stephen cry. This brother cry. He's not serious. Does he need anything?
No, he
hasn't given me anything before. His foundation
will
start attacking the person that God has destined to help him. Are you getting the picture? You don't know what your foundation doing. People that have been assigned to help you, your foundations attack them. Look, husband, your foundation is what is causing your wife not to respect you. Your wife doesn't see you as a man. You wife, it's your foundation that is attacking your husband not to respect you, not to love you. It's your foundation. It's your foundation. It's your foundation that is attacking your boss to hate you. Look, your foundation determines a lot of things. The kind of foundations that you carry. That is why we need the word of God. That's why we need to pray the word. That is why we need to attend church and listen to the word. That is why we need personal devotion to study the word and pray the word and declare the word. Paul and Silas, what were they doing? They were praying and doing what?
Singing
hymns.
Singing
hymns. Look at their own prayers.
Yeah,
I am shocked that that foundation is still in this church. You start things well. Then it just begins to die. When we started, day one, we were getting 25, 21, 27,
19.
The highest is 10.
That breed here, 11, 6, 7.
But listen to
me.
Very soon, those who say that they are, we will see them in this church.
Yeah.
I say we will see them in this church.
Amen.
We will see them in this church. Because God is giving the keys. When I come out, then we shall see. We shall see. Very soon people are going to start shouting. During church service time. And shout and confess and say the things they are doing. You will say it. Everybody will listen. It has happened before in the wooden structure. Me nyebio. She was singing the choir. She just said, me nyebio. Everybody was looking. What have you done?
Anyway, now, me nyebio.
Say now.
Sorry.
As I cross over.
Cross over.
Into the second half of the year. 2023. I so declare. By the altar I have raised. Any foundation.
That is connected.
To this situation in my life. To this delay in my life. To this stagnation in my life. To this barrenness in my life. To this poverty in my life. To this closed doors in my life. To this shut doors in my life. To this negative situation in my life. Any foundation connected to this situation, be swallowed up. As I clap my hands, be swallowed up. Be swallowed up. Be swallowed up. Be swallowed up. By blood and by fire.
Be swallowed up. Be swallowed up. Be swallowed up. Be swallowed up, be swallowed up, yes, be swallowed up, be swallowed up, by blood and by fire, by blood and by fire, by blood and by fire, by blood and by fire. Be swallowed up,
Say you second half of the year 2023.
You second half of the year 2023.
Beginning tonight.
Beginning tonight.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
In my life.
In my life.
Against premature death.
Against premature death.
Against accidents.
Against
sicknesses and diseases.
Against
poverty.
Against
stagnation.
Against
the works of darkness.
Against
activities of witches and wizards. Against the activities of the occult. Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
By blood and by fire. Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gates.
Second half of the year.
Second half of the year.
2023. Shut your gates.
In my life.
Against premature death.
Premature death.
Premature death.
Untimely death.
Accidents of any kind.
Accidents of any kind.
Accidents.
sickness of any kind,
poverty, stagnation, setback,
disappointment,
disgrace, shame.
Shut your gates against barrenness, against barrenness, against miscarriages, against singleness, against fear, against discouragement. Shut your gates, shut your gates, against witches and wizards. Shut your gates, shut your gates, shut your gates, shut your gates, shut, 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 shut.
Shut your gates.
Shut your gates against those foundations. And let those foundations
be swallowed up.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say the name of Jesus Christ.
The name of Jesus Christ.
I have inherited a new foundation.
A new foundation.
In Christ Jesus.
Let my new foundation overshadow me.
In my mind, in my mouth, in my emotions.
Let my new foundation in Christ overshadow me.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Say the mighty name of Jesus
Christ.
I receive the broken body.
I receive the broken body.
And I drink the blood of Jesus
Christ. To consolidate my foundation in Christ.
My foundation in Christ. Say the broken body.
The broken body,
to neutralize the old foundation in my
bloodline.
In my bloodline.
In my bloodline.
In my bloodline.
In my bloodline.
In my bloodline.
By faith,
by faith.
I receive the broken body.
The broken body.
And the blood of Jesus.
And the blood of Jesus.
I eat to live.
I eat to live.
I eat to live.
A better life.
A better life.
A fruitful life.
A fruitful life.
A productive life.
A productive life.
A healthy life.
A healthy life.
A result producing life.
A result producing life. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
By faith, I receive.
I receive.
The name of God the Father.
The name of God the Father.
The name of God the Son.
The name of God the Son.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
The name of God the Holy Spirit.
I enter into the second half of the year. With my new foundation.
With my new foundation.
With my new foundation.
With my new foundation.
With my new foundation. Of open doors.
Of breakthroughs.
Of a new reign.
Of restoration.
Of acceleration.
Of speed.
I eat and drink.
And I enter
into the second half of the year. With a new foundation.
With a new foundation.
With a new foundation.
With a new foundation,
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 with a new foundation.
What you are holding in your hand is not a small thing.
I am telling you,
you
are
saying that.
Oh, can say.
You are going to live like Christ.
You are
going to please Him.
You
are going to obey Him.
You are
eating to become like Him.
You are eating
to live like Him.
You
are eating to obey Him like He obeyed the
Father.
And also, this is the evidence of the victory that He won for you and I over sin, over Satan, over death, over hell, over every foundation. Everybody, please, shall we rise? Say, Lord, I receive
your broken body
and your blood. This is the evidence
of your death
and resurrection.
This is the evidence
of your victory
for me
over sin
over death,
over Satan,
over hell.
As I eat,
as I drink,
I drink my victory
over sin.
I drink my victory
over Satan.
I drink my victory.
Over death.
Over death.
I drink my victory.
Over hell.
Over hell.
This is the evidence
of your victory
over my foundation. Say, I eat and drink
for victory
over my foundation. Say, as I eat
as I drink
let the power
of this communion
shut down
every voice
From my old foundation.
Shut down.
Every voice.
From my old foundation.
As I eat.
As I drink.
Let the strong man.
And the stronghold.
Of my old foundation.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Any foundation.
That is manifesting.
In my marriage.
Through my husband.
Through my wife.
Through my children.
Any foundation.
Manifesting.
Negativity.
In my career.
In my business.
In my setup.
In my finances.
In my relationship.
Be shut down.
Be shut down.
down.
Be shut 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 down.
By the power.
By the power
of this communion.
Of this communion.
Say, I eat.
I eat.
And drink.
And drink.
My new foundation.
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 For the second half of the year.
For the second half of the year.
I want you to speak your new foundation, which you believe.
Speak your new foundation.
The new things that should happen to you. The new things that you are expecting. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. The new things that you are expecting. That should happen in your life. About your health. About your marriage. About your career. About your prayer life. About your relationship with God. Santa Kula Kasanda. Libreketeke Mahanda. Ibali Karonda Ribashita Tuka Libreketekebasta.
Yandere Makabrade Makuturobo Siata. Libre Kabanda Rabashata. Lekelebo Siata Lababe. Rabandere Makabrando Robo Siata. Libre kabala baba, rakabale broko torima sinirima, rakabale be, manshata tala baba, rakabale broderima sada.
In Jesus' name,
amen.
Say in this communion.
In this communion,
I secure.
I secure
every member of my family.
Every member of my family.
Against the evil of the day.
Against the evil of the day.
And the evil of the night.
And the evil of the night.
And the wickedness of the season.
And the wickedness of the season.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
My own life.
My own life.
My wife.
My wife.
My children.
My children.
My husband.
My husband.
My mother.
My mother.
My father.
My father.
My brothers.
My brothers.
My sisters.
My sisters.
My colleagues.
My colleagues.
Every member.
Every member.
Of this church.
Of this church.
All my friends.
All my friends.
Connected to me.
Connected to me.
Anyone.
Anyone.
Who loves me.
Who loves me.
And connected.
And connected.
I secure them.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure their lives.
I secure their lives.
In the power.
In the power
of this communion.
Of this communion.
Against.
Against
the evil.
The evil
of the day.
Of the day.
The evil.
The evil
of the night.
Of the night.
The wickedness.
The wickedness
of our season.
Of our season.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
I secure.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Say in this communion.
In this communion,
I liberate.
I liberate
every aspect of my life.
Every aspect of my life.
Any aspect of my life.
Any aspect of my
that
life
is not working well.
That is not working well.
I liberate. I liberate.
I liberate.
I liberate. I liberate.
I liberate. I liberate.
I liberate. I set loose and I set free.
I set loose. I set free. I set loose.
I set free.
I set loose. I set free.
I set
loose. I set free. I set loose. I set free. I set loose, I set free.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say through this communion.
Through this communion. I command
fruitfulness.
Fruitfulness.
Productivity.
Productivity.
Resolve.
Resolve.
Greater works.
Greater works.
I declare.
I declare.
In this second half of the year.
In this second half of the year.
Acceleration.
Acceleration.
Speed.
Speed.
Total restoration.
Total restoration.
Total revival.
Total revival.
Total revolution.
Total revolution.
I declare.
I declare.
And I command.
And I command.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I declare.
I declare.
And I command.
And I command.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we eat the broken body together?
My name, that's no.
If you are finding it difficult, raise your hand. Or if you have a problem, just come forward and then you'll be helped. That's all.
Now, how so?
Lift the blood right now. Say this blood was a payment that Jesus did to the Father for me to enjoy
every blessing
and to rule
over all creation.
This is the payment for my new foundation.
Foundation of fruitfulness.
Foundation of productivity. Foundation of results. Foundation of good living. Foundation of faith. Foundation of better life. Foundation of victorious life. Foundation of fruitful life. Foundation of greater works. This is the payment.
That was done.
By our Lord Jesus Christ.
To the Father.
For me to live.
A healthy life.
A productive life.
A fulfilling life.
For me to be and to become.
I therefore declare.
I will give the blood no rest.
I will give the blood no peace.
Until I have become
what I desire.
Until I have assessed
every blessing
for which Christ died for me. I receive it right now.
Through this blood.
I receive it right now.
Through this blood.
I nail
to the cross.
The powers of darkness. Powers of witchcraft.
Powers of the occult.
I nail to the cross. Negative foundations.
Unhealthy foundations.
Faulty foundations.
I nail them.
Through the blood.
I drink.
For my new foundation. In the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. I drink to live.
A better life.
Shall we drink right now? You know what to do. Shalabakara masanda. Iprakata kapalama. I want to thank you.
I praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through.
Oh, Of the Lord saying, how would those who are laughing
now,
how would their laughter be shut permanently? If I don't cause them to laugh more, I can hear the voice saying, I know what I am doing in your life. Those who are laughing at you, their laughter will be no more. 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 Liborando shandala mashiki atukayamas. Likronda rimasura bashanda. Raita kuri mazuri takusha kabayami. Libro kuturabo shakaya. I can hear the word. Replacement. 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 God is replacing wombs. 40 wombs are being replaced. 40 wombs are being replaced. 40 lives, 40 foundations. Replacement. 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 I can hear the voice saying, it will be like a dream. But it is real. It will be like a dream. But it is real. It will be like a dream. But it is real. It will be like a dream. But it is real. It will be like a dream. But it is real. It will be like a dream. But it is real. Sali karando karata kama. Ibali karando rata shaka. Haita kuli marando karika turati. Reketo calibre ete reba sukarama sike batai. Who is man?
Ipanahwai.
That you are bothered about him.
Who
is man?
Onipa anyway.
Why are you worried about what people will say?
I don't know how horny any can.
Why are you worried about what people are saying?
I don't know how horny any can.
Why are you worried about people's laughter?
I don't know how horny any see their home.
Why do you allow people's foundations?
I don't know any papa pip
to determine your life. And not me. And not my word. And not what I have said. And not my ability. And not my nature and my character. I say I am. 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 In your life 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 I am. Kaya Dali. Urata Kushaka. Any foundation that is enforcing that you will not make it to heaven, that foundation is swallowed up. 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 You are a candidate for heaven. You are a candidate for heaven. You are a candidate for heaven. As you live by the word, as you walk in righteousness, as you walk in holiness, as you walk in faith, as you focus on Christ alone, the Lord is saying, in this second half, I am going to carry your steps. I am going to honor your steps. I am going to order your steps. 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 Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Ora la takamaya. Libro cotura passanta, kilora passanta, ikele marando cassanta, likara. There shall be no more delay.
Amen.
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 Take your water right now. Take your water right now. Ilarama shati. Ilabarandus. Ilabarandakamas. Leave that water right now. Say this is the water of life.
Where enkwa isio.
Say Holy Spirit.
Kron kron.
Empower this water. Empower this water. Empower this water.
Empower this water.
Empower this water. This is the water of life.
This water of life.
This is the water of life.
This water of life.
I drink for my internal cells,
for my internal cells
and organs
to be revived,
to be refreshed, to be renewed.
As I drink,
I am empowered.
As I drink,
every scale.
On my eyes.
Are falling off. I drink for my healing. I drink for my setup. I drink for my revival.
I drink for acceleration.
I drink for speed. For the second half of this year.
I receive
this living water
from the Holy Spirit
in the name of God the Father
in the name of God the Son
in the name of God the Holy Spirit I want you yourself to speak into the water right now. Speak right now. Command this water to produce life. Command this water right now. You yourself speak into it. This water is restoring your youthfulness. You are drinking for the restoration of your youthfulness. You are drinking for the restoration of your youthfulness.
Karabashata.
In the name of God the Father. In the name of God the Son. In the name of God the Holy Spirit. You can drink.
Wait me and obey.
And anoint your forehead.
Now the answer remember so.
And keep the rest to use it anyhow you want to use it in the name of God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Aratakashandari. Le prokuturataka shanda. Kabali karuta kabarakutuka lepre eteke basandi. Sheke teke barakata kabali keteke bara. Lepreke
telebo. Ia nirima kabrandorobo siata. Le karababa ma kuria babande. Ia nirima kabrandorobo siata.
The angel brought Elijah bread and water.
Now, both of the
he ate the bread and drank. He lay down to sleep. Then he brought bread and water again. Get up and drink. And eat. For the journey is long. He ate and drank. And walked 40 days. 200 miles. To Mount Horeb.
So
drink and receive the energy. Drink and receive spiritual energy. Drink and receive spiritual revival to do greater works. I want you to stand up for a second right now. Use your hand to touch the water and just brush your face right now. 7 times. Let's brush. 1, 2,
you know,
3,
Miensa,
4,
and 9,
5,
you know,
6,
and
7,
and so on.
I command every scale on your face.
Jesus' name.
To be wiped out.
Jesus.
Wipe out.
Jesus.
Wipe out.
Jesus.
Wipe out.
Jesus.
Wipe out. Wipe out.
Jesus' name.
Yes. I declare. Every evil covering on your face. I wipe it out.
Jesus.
I wipe it out.
Jesus.
I wipe it out.
Jesus name.
Every mask on your face. I remove it now.
Jesus name.
Shali karando.
Libro koto yanda.
Ipreketeke mahari
aluta. Rakabalekete lebosianda.
Shali karuta kiri basu.
Shakuri abasekete.
Jekreto karamos.
Makayabasiata.
Places you couldn't enter, enter now. Why you were rejected, be accepted now.
Amen.
Any mark that has been placed on you. Any mark that you place on yourself, I wipe it out right now.
Jesus, no.
I wipe it out right now.
Jesus,
by blood and by fire.
Jesus,
I wipe it out. I wipe it out.
Jesus, no.
I wipe it out. I wipe it out.
Jesus, no. Makaboria sata. Lakelebo makayaba. Oh Jesus.
Shikota.
Rakabalebo.
Shilokata.
Yandarabasa.
Libreketokashi.
Likuriakaba.
Likerokatuas.
Shaketelebo.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Take your anointing oil right now.
Fawango anasusa bray.
Holy Spirit, empower this oil.
Yes, O Lord.
I have found David, my servant,
Makaribu,
with the anointing Jesus. Oil. This oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit.
Rakabalibu.
Lift your oil right now, Holy Spirit. Empower this oil.
Yes, O God.
That the application of this oil will produce results. The application of this oil will bring acceleration.
Amen.
Will bring speed.
Amen.
The application of this oil will produce fruitfulness.
Jesus name.
Will produce productivity. The application of this oil will produce results.
Jesus name.
The application of this oil will produce revival and restoration. The application of this oil will enable us to do greater works.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, breathe into this oil.
Amen.
Breathe into this oil.
Amen.
Transform this oil.
Amen.
Into living oil.
Amen.
That the application of this oil.
Yes, O Lord.
No spell.
Makayata.
No charm.
Jesus name.
Will have any effect on us.
Makuriakata.
Will have any effect on us. Or anything of ours. Shali karando.
Makuriakata.
Krito karata tamashanda. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
You yourself speak into the oil right now. Speak into the oil. Speak into the oil. Speak into the oil. Second half of the year. Leparando skata. Jeketeke baro katanda lishiki. Jekreko tarakata kamast. Lekerebo shata kabaya. Lepepeketeke baro. Lepepeketeke baro. Jepreketeke baro. Jeketeke baro. Lepreketeke baro. Jepepeketeke baro. I declare to three people here who are looking for babies. I declare, I can hear, You are six months pregnant. I declare you 6 months pregnant.
Amen.
I declare you 6 months pregnant.
Amen.
As I hear, I declare.
Jesus.
As I hear, I declare.
Amen.
As I hear, I declare.
Amen.
Now by faith, begin to apply the oil right now. Anoint your forehead and under your feet. We are not only crossing over for July, but the second half of the year. This is a double crossover. For the month of July and the second half of the year. Liro teke masikali. Jebereke teke baruka tayataki. And the power of God, the hand of God came upon Elijah. He ran and outran Ahab on a chariot. 1 Kings 18:46. Receive divine speed.
I receive it.
Receive divine acceleration.
I receive it.
As you apply this oil right now,
yes, O Lord.
Receive divine speed.
Amen.
Receive divine acceleration.
Amen.
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 While there will be trouble, you will never be there.
Amen.
Trouble will happen before you get there.
Amen.
Or you pass there before the trouble will happen.
Amen.
Sakata kaba yakata. Ibrekete ke barata kaba shaha. Isekle ke rekete ke bara. Librekete ke barakata kaba yakata.
Let your destiny help us.
My God.
Never be distracted from you again.
Jesus' name.
Let them meet you face to face.
Amen.
Let nothing stop them from getting to
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Let no power stop them from locating
Jesus
you.
Jesus' name.
Every project you have embarked on, let it finish up.
Amen.
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 Anything that the Lord has begun on your behalf.
He
who has begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion to the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 1 verse 6. Let it be completed.
Amen.
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 Now. Let the news arrive.
Amen.
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 Your fire that has been missing. The delivery angel has located your file.
Amen.
Your file has been located.
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 Amen.
Your file has
Amen.
Been located. Let that boil. Disappear now.
Jesus' name.
Let that boil. Disappear now.
Jesus'
Let
name.
That boil. Disappear now.
Jesus'
Disappear
name.
Now.
Jesus'
Disappear
name.
Now.
Jesus'
Disappear
name.
Now.
Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Shikulara.
Matarabasha.
Oratakamash.
Lebro Kotorobos.
Everybody stretch your hand as if you are receiving something. Just stretch your hand right now. And just begin to receive right now. Some of you are receiving babies. Some of you are receiving checks. Some of you... There is a receiving. There is a receiving.
I receive it.
There is a receiving.
I receive it.
There is a receiving. You are receiving.
I receive it.
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 I can see deposits.
Oh, and
like flash of light. Flash of light. Entering into your hands. Entering into your hands. Entering into your hands. Entering into your hands. Take it now.
Jesus.
Take it.
I take it.
Take it. Take it.
I receive it.
Take it. Take it.
I receive it.
Take it. Take it. Take it. Shalakata. Yes, let the chains fall. Let the chains fall. Let the chains fall. Any chain holding your hands, let them be broken right now. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. It is yours.
Amen.
It is yours.
Amen.
It is yours.
Amen.
It is yours.
Amen.
What you have been long awaiting for, it is yours.
Amen.
It is yours.
Amen.
It is yours.
Amen.
Say it is mine.
It is mine.
Say it is mine.
It is mine.
Say it is mine.
It is mine.
Say it is mine now.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.